This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Chuang. In the meantime, though, we're sticking to the ground and we're turning to agricultural commodities. Next month, the government will launch the National Agri-Commodity Policy 2021 to 2030 with the aim of driving the development of the commodity sector in a more sustainable, competitive and market-oriented manner. It will replace the National Commodity Policy that ran from 2011 till 2020.
So in remarks this week, the Prime Minister, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri, said that the new policy will focus on five key areas: sustainability, technology, value-added creation, inclusivity, and the sharing of resources and wealth. And agri-commodities are a big contributor to the economy, about 7.5% of GDP as of last year, 2 years ago, in fact. And in anticipation of the launch next month, what policy areas are this is question, which require urgent attention to sustain the growth momentum?
So for some thoughts on this, we speak to Professor Dr. Shaufiq Siddiq, Director at the Institute of Plantation Studies at UPM, that's University Putra Malaysia. Shaufiq, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Can we start with getting an overview of the agri-commodity sector? What are the current pain points that you feel need urgent policy attention?
Hi, Shazana. Thanks for having me here. I do not want to sound that question pain points. I think we are familiar that the agriculture sector is a large contributor to the whole. I mean, the commodity sector contributes a lot to Malaysian agriculture, but there are definitely areas where we could still improve. If you ask me, what are the things that I think that could be improved? I would say if you look at the land allocation for agriculture in Malaysia, the agri-commodity or agri-commodities get the lion's share, almost 80% of our agriculture, I mean slightly more than 80% maybe of our agriculture land is allocated for agriculture commodities. And when we say agriculture commodities, we are referring to several commodities which come under the purview of Ministry of Plantation Industries and Commodities: oil palm, rubber, cocoa, pepper, canaf, and the large part of it goes to oil palm. We have close to 6 million hectares of land allocated for oil palm, a little bit less for rubber, around 1 million hectare. And this is a lot of land concentrating on one crop. And if there are issues or risks that we face, we look at what are the issues in the oil palm industry. Currently, there are work needs to be done, some in the area of sustainability. We have labor shortages and also, allegations of food safety, for an example.
Yeah, Prof, I just want to get you into your head in terms of this. How should the allocation of land be rejigged, perhaps to have less dependence on palm? Where else should it go to?
Well, this is a very this is a difficult question, because initially when we went into this crop, this is an extremely it's an important crop. We call it the golden crop. We cannot deny the contribution to the Malaysian economy. It has uplifted poverty, instrumental in transformation of our rural landscape. Schemes like FELDA providing land for the landless, many people benefited from this. It started way before we were dependent on rubber. During the colonial times, our British more interested on growing crops that they have interest in, and it was rubber for us to export to Britain. After a while, we realized that, well, we are too dependent on one crop. We look for something to diversify we chose palm oil. It was the right oil palm, and it was the the right choice. But then again, we ended up, you know, planting too much of those today, I would say.
So where should the reallocation go to, Prof?
Maybe a bit more on food, if you may. We need to look at ways to increase land allocation for food.
And which ones also, specifically, Prof?
Many, I would say vegetables, fruits. There are a lot of high value crops that we can think of. But now, before we get into the idea of me suggesting that we start cutting down our pumps, I'm not saying that really. But there are it's high time to look at ways to diversify here.
Okay.
And at the same time, not denying that it is an extremely important crop for our nation. It helps us, get through recessions. We get a lot of export earnings as far as
right. But we shouldn't over rely on it too much. There should be more discussion on diversification agriculture.
Look, I mean, it's never a good idea to put all your eggs in one basket. I think everybody can agree to that.
Absolutely. Yep.
It's always good to look into what we can do.
Okay, yeah. We have about 2 minutes left to our clock, but wow. Can we get you? Can we get your expectations for this updated policy framework? I mean, previously it was the national commodity policy. Now it's really focused on agri-commodity, and it's supposed to run for the next 10 years, 20 years. What are your expectations? How will this differ from the previous iteration?
I think the basic areas will be there: modernization, increase in mechanization, use of technology, and so on and so forth. I mean, these are the things that we talk about. We rely a lot on labor as far as oil palm is concerned, right? For various reasons. It's cheaper. I mean, for obvious reasons, it's cheap, and sometimes the terrain doesn't allow the use of machine and so on. But I think we have to be more innovative about it. When we talk about the oil palm sector, the smallholders, they play a very significant role here. But a lot of work needs to be, done to improve our smallholders, especially the independent ones.
Could you go into that? Like, what kind of support do they need from the government, do you think?
Well, they get a lot of support from MPOB through Tunas Extension. I think the government has done, good job as far as assisting them. But of course, I mean, we're talking about people with low access to capital, knowledge. You know, there are a lot of things that can still be improved.
All right. Shafiq, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Professor Dr. Shafiq Siddiq, Director of the Institute of Plantation Studies at UPM, giving us a bit of a preview on what we could expect from the upcoming National Agri-Commodity Policy running from 2021 to 2030, talking to us about some of the issues facing the commodity sector, particularly palm oil, talking about smallholders, and just pointing out to the fact that a lot of our agricultural land is devoted to palm oil at the moment, and diversification maybe should be considered.
Yeah, I'm sure policymakers must be caught between a rock and a hard place, because right now CPO spot prices about 5,300 ringgit per metric ton, record high prices, right? So to transition away from palm into something else, which is food based, and this is important, because on a long term basis, food security is very important, right? Do you make the decision between monetizing your crops for export and for income to the country, or do you ensure the food supply of your people? Which is what I think the good professor was alluding to. It's a big conundrum, and that it's not something which can be easily answered.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.